Ian Botham said the best advice he ever received was from the late Graham Taylor, who told the then promising footballer to stick to cricket. I never dreamt of being a writer, I dreamt of being a footballer. What I lacked in skill, I more than made up for in speed and effort, but I didn't need Graham Taylor to tell me to stick to something else. I was never even close to making it in the professional ranks. Soon I became determined to make it in the arts as an actor. However, the only writing career I envisaged was one writing rap lyrics. I always carried a pen and sheets of A4 paper around with me for if I thought of any rap lyrics whilst on my travels. I was doing an MA in acting at Arts Ed and was back at my parents' for the Easter holidays. My dad had just dropped me off at Hebden Bridge train station in Yorkshire in preparation for my short trip across the Pennine border to hit up the bookshops in Manchester. I was in the middle of a fruitless search for a black northern monologue to take back to drama school, and for once I had time to spare before my train arrived. My mind started wandering and I took out my rap pen and pad and started to write my own monologue. I finished it on the train, but I had no idea if it was any good. Back in London 2 weeks later, I performed it to Adrian James, the head of my Arts Ed course. "Yes, definitely, do that one." I was chuffed. Out of about 9 monologues I performed, the one that I'd written was one that Adrian had picked. Maybe I tried a little harder doing my own. Who knows? It wasn't until 2 days later that I confessed to Adrian that I'd actually written my monologue. Then I got given the first and best piece of writing advice I've ever received. Write the full play. I've done lots of brilliant writing courses since. The courses I was invited to participate in at the Royal Court and the Soho Theatre particularly come to mind. But this is still the best piece of advice I've received. I did a course with the writer-director Ricky Beadle-Blair, where he told a bunch of actor writers the most important thing to do is to start and to finish. This also stuck with me, and it's basically the same advice. Write the full play. Start and finish. It sounds simple, but I know so many writers who are still about to write their first play or their first novel. They're just waiting to take time off work or they're ironing out some plot issues. This is not to say neglect the planning stage, and I'm not immune to procrastination either, but it is such an easy trap to fall into. If you spend all your time researching which hiking boots to get, you'll never start scaling the mountain. And once you start the ascent, if you don't reach the summit, no one will ever remember that you even started the climb. You can't write everything, and not everything you finish will be good. But I have never regretted any writing that I have completed. I've learned from it all, and I took Adrian's advice, and I wrote that play, and a few months later, I got my first paid commission for it. It's not all been uphill since, but if you don't start scaling the mountaintop, you'll never finish at the promised land.